In one of the most important coaching manuals of the modern game, Bob Woolmer's The Art and Science of Cricket, he mentions the questions that arise from Schillinglaw's research. Woolmer states, why has recognised orthodoxy survived in the modern coaching manuals, whereas no mention is made of Bramman's technique and how it fails to conform to this orthodoxy? It is imperative that we investigate why one individual was able to have a test batting average 30% better than the next best average in the history of the game. Biological factors alone cannot explain this significant a difference. They do not differ by 30% between the very best and the next best human in any particular activity. In fact, a fundamental teaching in science is that it is dangerous to presume a cause unless it has been proven. Since we have no evidence that Bradman was biologically superior, we must entertain the possibility that Bradman's brilliance might have been the result of his superior and orthodox batting technique. Schillinglaw himself argues that Bradman possessed a series of qualities. A different stance, an unusual pickup, dancing feet, lightning reflexes, exceptional balance, shot certainty and concentration. How many of these qualities apply to cricket's great batsmen? Brian Lara, Sachin Tendulkar, Barry Richards, Inter Mammal Hack, George Headley, or, dare I say it, Kevin Peterson. But what was it about Bradman's technique, that set him apart by some considerable distance from the rest of sport's batting elite? Schillinglaw goes on, the way Bradman held his bat, lifted it and prepared for each stroke. He believes that this gave Bradman an important advantage in terms of balance and ensured he was always ideally positioned to play his shot. In other words, it was what Bradman did before a shot that set him apart, not the stroke itself.